Today on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, I am reviewing the new film, The Rip.
You're watching a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I'm your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am reviewing the new film, The Rip. The Rip stars some of our favorites in cinema, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. I don't say that facetiously. I don't say that. I'm big fans of these guys. Whenever they're deciding, especially now, to do a film together, I'm like, oh, this could be interesting, because I know they only want to do things together that sound like fun projects. This is a straight to streaming Netflix, only on Netflix film. And it's also, here's an important thing. It is produced by the Artist Equity film. It's a first of its kind deal with Netflix that provides workers involved in the production of the film with a bonus if it performs well on streaming. So I believe they also did a deal. They did Air under this production company, and it's essentially run by Ben Affleck somewhere. He's like the CEO of it, I believe. Matt Damon's probably involved in that as well. They always team up on money, stuff like that, it seems. And so that's an important thing. Based on how well it does, the whole company, the film does better. Not just the actors, the people on set, everybody. That's great. I love that. This film, it's directed and screenplay by Joe Carnahan. Story by Joe Carnahan and Michael McRail. It is based on a true story out of the Miami police. It's an action thriller. Essentially, The Rip. The Rip is, so in Florida, when they find drug money, the cops will get tipped off that there's drug money places, and they'll go and get that money. And so they call it a rip. They take it. They'll go find, you know, oh, here's $2,000. Here's $100,000, $20,000. They never know how much it's going to be. They go and they seize that money. It's called a rip. Now, this one, they go and it's $20 million there. That's a lot of money. And from the trailers, you're like looking at like that they're talking about, should we take this money? It's a temptation. These are cops, but they're like, they seem to be like head cops, like they're like the narcotic experts, almost even beyond reproach. Now, the film opens up with the murder of the captain of this squad. And so that's not a spoiler. It's in the first like minute. And the female captain, who was involved with one of the people here as well, they don't know who killed her. And so there's that added mystery element into this, and then people not quite trusting each other through the film. It's called a thriller. It says thriller, and it is. I was kind of on the edge of my seat. I got to tell you, I think this is one of the best Netflix action films I've seen in a long time. This easily could have been a movie in the theater. I'm almost shocked that it wasn't, because it was so good. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are such good actors now. They're so good. They're so natural talking to each other. And I'm definitely an actor first kind of person in watching a movie, when good acting can really suck me in. And the story, especially, here's what I especially like about these two playing these roles in here as the cops who were starting to suspect one of them or both of them might be willing to take the money. Did one of them, were they involved in the officer killing? We don't know. This is like supposedly a tight knit team. So it's not just, it also stars Steven Yeun, Walking Dead fame, Tiana Taylor, Sasha Kaya, Catalina Sandino Moreno, Scott Atkins, and Kyle Chandler. So there's this group of officers, and supposed to be tight. So, but there seems to be a suspicion that one of them may have been involved in the killing of the cop. And so we're suspecting, well, whoever helped kill her might have, would be the one that willing to take the money here. Cause it means they're not a clean cop. But then there's also these potential dirty cops nearby. And then we also have, maybe someone on this is a snitch given information out to an outside source. But are they snitching to cops, or are they snitching to like mob bosses or, you know, organized crime in some way, the syndicate, people dealing with the drugs where the money comes from? You don't know. And so what I was saying, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, they play these roles now that you don't know if they're going to be the good guy or the bad guy. So many actors now, they start playing good guys, and then, you know, in the end, they're going to be the good guy. It's like they don't want to be hated or something, right? Like, you don't quite know. So I don't know how this movie's going to go until maybe the last 10, 15 minutes. I don't know who's the bad guy and who, like, I'm sure there's going to be some sleight of hand stuff that we're not catching. And I will say at the end, when the thrill, the mystery kind of gets revealed, I can't believe they got me, because they did stuff that I didn't notice and that I should have noticed. And that would have given it away. It wasn't like, you know, they didn't bring out the magical surprise. Well, not even a magical surprise, but like nobody showed up that you didn't expect. It all stayed well defined within the story. You know, I think it had a decent sized budget, but it mostly takes place at this house where, you know, it takes place at this house that they find the money for the most part. The budget's $100 million. I mean, that's a lot of money. I was gonna say how much that money must have went to the couple stars there, because for not going many places, you know, there was a handful probably special effects there. They seem like all practical effects, no CGI'd fire or anything. Seemed like real stuff going on. There's some gunplay in there, so that probably helped add to some of the budgeting here. But man, $100 million budget. I kind of honestly, no aliens? Really? Need a spaceship. If you don't have a spaceship, I feel like your budget should be like under 60 million. Like after 60 million, I want a spaceship. I'm just saying that from a, like, as a producer, I think, give me some, at $100 million, I want a spaceship and a laser. That's just who I am as a person. Anyway, they could use more. I don't know how they use that budget, because it does take place sort of in a small, it's not a big set. Films just cost a lot, man. Now I'm blown away. I'm going to be thinking about that all night. I think a good ensemble in the cast. I do want, you know, like, I like to talk about the lesson learned from each film. And I don't, some of these action movies aren't necessarily ones that are like about the lesson. But I will say what I did think about from this was, like, what's your price? More than a lesson, I think it asks the question, at what price do you give up yourself, your honor, your values? What's the price you sell out? Is it 20 million? 18? 10? What's your price? Reminds me of that wrestling character, $1 million, Ted DiBiase. Everybody has a price for the $1 million man, right? I'll offer enough and you might do something. So I think that's generally what this kind of films is asking. What's your price? And that'd be the lesson. It's kind of going to be a self lesson. What's your price, yo? And love it, like it, or leave it. That's my rating system. For those of you that are kind of new to the show, I always give it, I will give it one of three ratings. Love it, that's the film that you got to talk to people about the second you saw it, you're texting somebody, you got to see this film. Like it, it's a, you know, give me a big range. Solid movie, though. And Lose It. I saw the movie so you don't have to. Learn from my lesson and mistake. And I have recently redefined. I've integrated a secondary rating system. And I do have a point system, like a roll of a 20-sided dice. I'll add a number to this. So I'm going to give this a solid like it at a 15. Is that right? I think that's right. 15. I really like this film. I wouldn't call someone right away, but I was like, this is a solidly one of Netflix's best action films, I think, that was direct to Netflix. If they start, man, if they can start producing, putting out movies like this on the regular, we're going to, that would change a lot. Absolutely would. Anyway, let me know. What do you think? What'd you think of this film? The Rip? Let me know in the comments. Let me know what you think of Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, because they're two of my favorite now. So I love watching them in things. Do you like watching them in things? Let me know. Until next time. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters. You find this, so go and impress.